At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But yo, Astley.
Definitely is.
You like this song, Toby?
Yeah, of course. I'm always down for some oldies.
Sing it. Sing the chorus for me, Toby.
You up. Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna turn around. Desert you. Hell yeah. Just the boys singing on a Monday. It's almost like, you know, Micah Parsons is singing that to Dan Quinn. This weekend was Fanatics Fest in New York City. Really cool moment I saw on Instagram. I don't know if you saw this, Jeff. Our guy Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York, and ESPN does a million things up there. Peter has a little baby girl. She's probably 6 months old now is my guess. I think it was last fall. Maybe a little older, somewhere around there, little baby. And her name is, I believe, Maya, but her middle name is Jaden. And Peter posted a video of getting to meet Jaden with his little girl, and I texted him. I was like, well, did you tell her about the middle name? And his reply was, what do you think, LOL? So I think that's got to be a pretty special moment. And Jaden did all sorts of stuff, man. Jaden did a podium with Joe Montana and Dan Marino. We got to talk about this rookie card that Josh Harris
that's
paid $500,000 for.
Man.
We got to talk about that because I'll let callers educate me on that because the card world is crazy and there's some serious value in that. But I want to start with, you know, what is actually news has a very different definition today than maybe it did 5, 10, 20, 50 years ago. Like I'm not sure Walter Cronkite would really appreciate what the news is today. But when you have a player talk about a former coach that now coaches another rival team, I find that really interesting. So this is yesterday. Kevin Durant gets traded. Kevin Durant's at Fanatics Fest for an appearance, presumably. Starts talking about the trade to Houston, how, you know, Houston was one of the teams he said he would go to. And there's a lot of really interesting stuff, but this is Kevin Durant being interviewed by Kay Adams. Kevin Durant, obviously a huge Redskins football team, Commanders, Burgundy and Gold fan. And he's never been shy about how much he loves Burgundy and Gold. But Micah Parsons happens to be standing there, also at this Fanatics Fest event. Let's hear the audio, and then we got plenty to react to.
Which is here. Do you want to recruit him to the Commanders?
Yeah.
Micah, get on in here. I think he's not signed to the Cowboys.
I think he will be a Commander at some point in his career.
When?
I would say 2 years from now.
I only rock with Dan Quinn, you know what I mean? Anybody else?
Exactly. That's all he need to rock with.
My neck hurts. You guys are too tall. I can't handle this. Micah, love you. This was just here. Do you want?
All right. So when you heard that, I mean, it's one thing for KD to say, yeah, I think he's going to be there in 2 years.
Yeah.
But so let's just lay out the facts of the matter. Micah Parsons just finished his fourth season in the NFL. He's now going to play on the fifth-year option of his rookie contract. So he's under contract. And let's be real, the team has a franchise tag looming after that fifth-year rookie option. So for KD to say in 2 years, KD knows ball, right? Like, he understands the contract mechanisms, clearly both in the NBA and in the NFL. And that's kind of interesting to me. But for Parsons, a dude that is on the Cowboys, to say, I only rock with Dan Quinn, clearly their relationship is very real and very close.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is surprising, but to hear it, it's also not surprising to come from Micah, because it feels like he's always saying stuff that's a little bit edgy at times. But yeah, I mean, it's clear that he loves Dan Quinn. I don't think that's any surprise to the matter, and I think that's why even speculation, it hasn't been as much recently, but speculation basically since he hasn't signed a new contract has been that, oh, he could end up in D.C., right? Like, until he signs a long-term deal to be in Dallas for 5 years, he absolutely has a chance to play here in D.C. because he loved Dan Quinn so much. And like we talked about last week, everyone talked about how much everyone loves Dan Quinn, and I didn't fully buy all that stuff, and I was wrong. I mean, it's so clear how much everybody loves him, so why wouldn't Micah Parsons be in that same boat? And he's one of the best pass rushers in the league. I think you welcome him with open arms if you could get him over here, and I think KD's just planting a little seed for us.
So I want to open the phones on this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Because I know a big portion of, like, Commander social media really believes Parsons wants to be here and that there's a path forward. I personally feel Parsons wants a fat daddy new contract. And the way Jerry operates, the way the Cowboys tend to operate, is they take a long damn time, but eventually they pay up and keep their guys. Mm-hmm. Parsons, the kind of contract you're talking about here, Myles Garrett just signed a deal that pays him $40 a year, and Myles Garrett is 30. I mean, Parsons has only played 4 seasons. He's only 26. He just turned 26 like a month ago. I think he would reset the market, which is almost unfathomable. That, I mean, he'd be making, what's he get to, 42 a year? To me, all is fair in love and war and NFL players wanting new contracts. So to me, what's very real is the love for Dan Quinn. But what I still have a hard time seeing, maybe ever, is Micah Parsons in Washington, certainly in 2 years. Jeffrey, I know that this stuck with you too.
Yes, it did, JP. And I would love for Micah to be on our team. But realistically.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
that is what Jerry Jones is playing through his head right now. He probably played this as soon as he heard KD say that crazy stuff, man, it's not going to happen. I wanted to, though. I'm not going to lie. I would want Michael Parsons here. I mean, I hate the Cowboys, but I don't hate the players, you know. They're good. I would love it, but let's get back to reality now. Jerry is not letting that man go.
800-636-1067. I think if you think there's this, to me, the path here is Parsons has to force a trade and say, I want to go to Washington.
100%.
Because, I mean, what percent chance realistic do you think that could be?
I think it's more real than you could think, but I don't see how Dallas doesn't pay him and just say, you're sticking around. Because to your point, I mean, sometimes to their detriment, they wait till the last second to pay these guys. But Dak never left the building. CD hasn't left the building. I don't think they're going to let the guy that, to me personally, like if I were starting a team and I had to choose one defender around the league to start the team with, I'd choose Micah Parsons. I think they understand how valuable he is, and he's versatile. He's really good. I think he's still got places that he can improve and get better at. So I don't think they would let him out. But if it were to be that he would get too frustrated for whatever reason, then maybe that could happen. So I think there is a little bit of a chance that he would ask for a trade, but the likelihood of that still isn't great.
Yeah, I just think this is like really fun June content.
Yeah, I don't think the Cowboys are the Giants either.
What do you mean?
They're not giving none of their stars to a in-conference team.
Well, I mean, they let Saquon get to actual free agency, right? I don't think... Dude, I mean, he's going to play on the fifth year. Then they have the tag. Maybe they wouldn't tag him again because it jumps up so ridiculously. But Jerry, he goes through this and he takes it. He costs himself money by going too far with this stuff. But eventually, like, I don't see this happening. And I know folks get really excited. I don't think it's real.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for him to be someone that you could go after, but it's also tough when you've made all these sorts of trades, JP, that if we're talking about the only way that you're getting him is via a trade, you've already traded so many picks for guys where you traded for Tunsil, and I think we like that trade. You've traded for Debo, even though that one didn't cost a lot. That's still draft capital, and obviously the Lattimore trade. And the most expensive guy out of all of them in terms of draft capital, if you were going to have to trade for him, is Micah Parsons. We're talking probably multiple firsts, or at least a first and a really good player. So I think that's in a tough spot where maybe down the line they would feel that way, but you'd also be tying yourself to him for a long time, and essentially your top two guys would be Jaden and Micah Parsons, which would be up there in the league as a good 1-2 duo in terms of offense and defense around the entire National Football League. But you have to make sure that the roster's built out. If Adam Peters feels in a couple of years that the roster is kind of in a spot where he could give up a couple of picks, like, you know, for example, right now, Philadelphia, if they traded a couple of ones, I think they could get away with it because they've got a built roster. I don't know that Washington can quite get to that point yet. So if they feel like they are, you know, and some of these rookies that they've drafted this past season, last year, some of the guys coming in on these rookie contracts start proving themselves, then maybe you feel like you can do that. But that's a lot if you're going to have to trade for him. If he hits free agency, I think that's a different story, and I think I'd definitely be willing to go top of the market sort of money for him. But if you're going to have to trade for him, I don't think that that's something that makes a lot of sense.
Dude, I mean, just this coming year, they don't have a second or a fourth rounder. So right now, you're looking at five picks for the organization, and three of those are day threes. You're right. I don't think Parsons ever truly hits free agency. I think they do get a deal wrapped up in Dallas. But damn, he's good. Like, obviously, you'd love to have him. And I think it's cool how much he loves DQ. And I'm sure it goes beyond that. Like, I'm sure it's Joe Witt. I'm sure there's lots of factors there. But I think it's a really fun conversation. I mean, if you look at, I mean, Dak's deal is just such a monster. But if you look at next season, they've got Dak with a $74 million cap hit, and then CD's got almost $40 million cap hit. Eventually, you probably, I mean, you trade for Pickens. You, if if that trade's going to be worthwhile, then you're going to have to get him a new deal. But I just think they'll make it work, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you can't – if you're Jerry Jones and you've got those dudes there, I mean, you want to keep that core together to try and win, because otherwise it feels like a little bit of a failed era of Cowboys football, which it kind of is, right, for the fact that they haven't really won anything with – Dak and with CD and the Micah Parsons, but I would think that you got to try to at least keep him, because you don't want to turn into the Cincinnati Bengals where all of your resources are going to be on one side of the football.
Right. I agree with that. I mean, Dak has been good for a while in Dallas. Dak's regular season record as a starting quarterback, he's 30 games over 500. And maybe you don't want wins, losses as a stat for QBs. I'm just saying, that they've played good football down there, and just the playoffs have been abysmal. In 7 playoff starts, Dak is 2-5. All right, let's hit these phones, man. Do you think this Micah Parsons stuff is real, or just kind of fun conversation between two dudes?
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Rusty, who is in Delaware. Rusty, what's going on?
You and Bethany?
I am.
I'm in Dagsboro, about 20 minutes from you.
My man.
Hey, I think this is all just fun and games. I mean, Dallas not re-signing a player like Micah Parsons, that would almost be like Washington not re-signing a player like Terry McLaurin. So I don't think that that's going to happen. I think this is all fun. But if it ever does get to the point to where Micah can force his way out of there, sounds like he knows where he would want to go. But I think we're going to see him in that Cowboys star for the rest of his career. And, guys, you were just talking about Dak. I mean, I think enough people spent enough time last week on Dak's legacy. We don't even need to go there any longer. Thanks, Nick Nicole.
Appreciate it, Rusty. Yeah, I mean, it feels like, you know, that ship is kind of sailed. I don't know that we need to talk more about Dak and the frustrations there. But, I mean, it's a good point that if something were to come up, JP, if he were to want out of Dallas – I think your top destination for Micah Parsons would be right here in Washington as long as Dan Quinn is here, which is a good thing to have, because Dante Fowler was someone last year that talked about, hey, I want to play for Dan Quinn, and he came here even if it was just for a year before he went back to Dallas. Like, people want to play for Dan Quinn. That's very, very apparent. And when you've got guys like Micah Parsons, maybe he ends up wanting to come here because he gets frustrated by the situation in Dallas.
Yeah, well, let's let the callers weigh in. Do you think this Micah Parsons Washington stuff is real? Because I think the love for DQ, very real. The rest of it, I don't know.
I mean, he's not going to take a discount to come here. Like, to your point, like, it's not as if he's going to take less than the top of the market when another team's offering that to come here. If it's, you know, real close between a couple of teams, not talking about the Cowboys, but if it were close between a couple of teams and he had to choose, maybe he would take like a million less or something like that to come here, but it's not going to be significantly less. It's just a tough
spot. For sure.
Yeah, it's just a tough spot. I don't know where you end up with this. Like, I could definitely see, if he becomes available, Washington being interested. But like we were talking about, it's just you're going to have to give up so much in a trade if you want to go after him. So I don't see them doing that. But if he hits free agency, then I think everything is on the table.
Well, and dude, you just traded a third rounder for Pickens, and he's in the last year of a deal. You really going to let him walk after you invest a third rounder in what, a one-year rental?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of moving parts for Jerry, and Lord knows he's kind of senile, so who knows what the hell is going to happen. You know where they're not – let's keep the phone lines open on that. I think it's really interesting because I know a lot of people think the Parsons 2DC stuff is very real. I want to hear from them. Tell me why you think it's real. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What I know is real, the Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers in the DMV for over 100 years, and with that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. My wife and I both drove to the beach this weekend, and we both drove in Orsman Fairfax Toyota cars. I've gotten all our cars serviced there. The boys over there do a hell of a job. Garv, Jaime, like it's just it's a well-run organization, man. They always give me a loaner. I love the loaners, dude. I love driving random cars. I always enjoy that. But it's not just Toyotas. They got whatever you're looking for. Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, GMC, Chevy, Buick, those big old Ram trucks my boy Kerwin wants. They do it all. Plus, they've got great deals. They've got quality certified used vehicles you can choose from. And it's all backed up by the Orsman Lifetime Edge. Up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes, and most importantly, the lifetime engine guarantee. And here's another thing to consider. If you're looking to sell your car, say you bought a new one and aren't sure what to do, Orsman will pay you up to 125% of Kelley Blue Book value. Not just 100%, 125%. Make a little money off that old beater you got. Take it from me. Take it from B, who's bought 100 cars from Billy and Chantilly. We are satisfied Orsman customers. You can be too. Let's ride together.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.